The gospel today is probably one of the most beautiful post-resurrection stories of Jesus in the gospel. And this particular one that we just heard is unique to John. You cannot find this version in the other synoptic gospels. The context was the disciples were back to their usual occupation, fishermen. After the death of Jesus, they were disillusioned, discouraged, and the natural response was to go back to their old way of life. And the various symbolisms here are quite powerful. It was not just a return to their previous occupation, but possibly a return to the kind of life before they met Jesus. To go back to our old life, to our old selves, to our pre-Jesus experience is to find ourselves empty again, void, hollow, just like the disciples not having a catch, even if they were already in the sea for a long time, but they caught nothing. Their nets were empty. This is symbolic of what it means to be outside the grace of God. It was not until they listened to Jesus cast the net over the right side of the boat that we were told that their nets were full, that they could not even pull it. With Christ following his commands, we find the fullness of the grace of God, but without him, our nets would be empty. How is your net? The great catch, the plentitude of blessing brought Peter to a recognition of Jesus. Actually, it was not just Peter. It was primarily first John the Beloved, the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is the Lord. It's interesting. He's always the first one to recognize that it's Jesus. When they went to the tomb for the very first time, when Mary Magdalene announced that they took the body of Jesus, we were told that it was John the Beloved who saw and believed. A person who truly loves is the person who recognizes the presence of God. He couldn't contain his joy. Peter jumped into the sea. The same guy who denied Jesus a few days ago was now willing to jump into the sea to get to near Jesus. How do we react to God's abundant blessings in our lives? Do we also say, "It is the Lord. It is the Lord." And are we willing to jump from the boat out of joy to be near Jesus?